Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez. We are coming at you on a Friday show, pre-tape. The whole team getting ready to go to Jamaica right now. Jamaica, man! Shannon's already wearing a bikini right now. Natalie's in blackface. She's got one of those Jamaican hats with the fucking dreadlocks attached to it.
I was going to do that anyway.
You were going to do that anyway.
Wouldn't that be funny blackface. Wouldn't that be funny if you could wear blackface in Jamaica? They just, you'd show up and they're like, that's so cool, man.
Hey, man, you're you like just us. Like me. No way, man.
Like to sign up for the 4 o'clock, the 4 o'clock blackface tour.
They just don't know that it's wildly offensive. Yeah, that's like, have respect for the man. You're really trying to be like us.
What an honor.
You look so just like, yeah, just like me.
Dude, the fucking blackface, like.
Yeah, when, what's the big deal?
I kind of really feel
what is
that
the problem?
Way.
No, yeah.
Well, I'm Puerto Rican.
Well, we talked about this. We talked about this at a Wawa one time.
Did we?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure legally that's where that conversation has to happen.
In the parking lot. Not even in the Wawa, on the side of it.
Right.
No, the moral dilemma of blackface in a Wawa as we're ordering turkey gobblers.
Fucking eating subs in between conversations.
Doggy, I mean, it's
because of the historical context. If we didn't, like, make them slaves and, you know, like, make fun of their
them?
Culture. We, you know.
That's weird. Anyway.
Yeah, no, if it wasn't.
I think there still should be a discrepancy between blackface, like,
sure.
Black makeup, big lips, like
sure.
the cartoon version. And
do you want a good costume or not?
And then changing your skin color for a costume.
It's going to be a shitty costume if I don't fucking darken my skin if I'm trying to be.
Right. Yeah. Nobody wants to see just people handing out a white Mr. T.
It's crazy.
Somebody just handing out candy, like, and you're a Spider-Man and you're a firefighter, and I don't know what you are because it's a white kid,
yeah,
just with dreadlocks. It's like I should have.
No, they really should have.
You're a curly haired white boy. I'm Obama.
Temple, you.
Oh, okay. I see it now.
Temple, you are. You're black. And you, how do you, if somebody were, Halloween night, New York City, right? Somebody is dressed up as Mike Tyson,
mm-hmm.
White guy. They're wearing brown makeup, the fucking tattoo.
There's an ear in their mouth.
Do you actually get offended by this? Are you, does you go, you're like, what the fuck? Or is society telling you should be offended? Then you start to get yourself worked up like you're now offended.
I won't get worked up. I would actually laugh. I wouldn't be offended, but I know why I can't support it. And I would laugh at the juxtaposition of like, fuck, you put me in this position. Well, you know what I mean?
It's in bad taste.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous. Not only do blackface, but then do blackface in somebody that can really fight.
Yeah.
That you're really doubling down on danger.
Yeah. Well, how good is that costume? Maybe nobody will fuck with him because Mike Tyson.
What if you can actually fight and you're like, I beat the shit out of so many people who are mad at me.
You've even seen it though at like those bodybuilder competitions where guys they'll black their whole body, but then it stops at the neck and it's just a white dude with a black
body. Do you think
it's
because it's? I don't think that has anything to do with them being afraid of like the culture of being looked as blackface. I think that's always been the case. I think the chemicals probably just aren't really good for their face. There's almost no reason to put it on their face.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
I don't know. I mean, I've watched a few bodybuilding documentaries.
Yeah.
And they've always sort of like just did the body, even like back in like the 70s and 80s before there was like a woke culture. Mm. But I don't remember, but there's definitely kids in like elementary school that showed up as like fucking like black people for Halloween, like and they just wore like fucking brown face paint.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
I just
were all in a production of Oklahoma in 2005 but in our high school, and we played the Arab guy, and they had us darken our skin.
Yeah, of course. But, like, I'm just saying, like, it is, I don't believe that people, anybody was really offended by that. I think we obviously knew the separation between simply makeup for a costume and the fucking black with the fucking red lips and, like, you know, like, that's extremely offensive.
I think it
is offensive,
but I think it does kind of blur the line when you do that, because then it's like, how much can you, how much of the blackface can you do? Like, the, you know what I mean? Like, the lines get kind of blurred.
But we're all adults. See, this is what I'm saying. We are adults. Yeah. I can just go,
like,
oh,
there's no tasteful.
He's dressed up as Mike Tyson.
Right, this guy's a racist who's wearing
blackface to offend people.
But there's not really a tasteful way to do it.
But now the line has been, there's no way to do it now in a tasteful way. You're right. But I'm just saying, it's not based off of anything that's actually offensive or anything that's actually hateful. We just decided that is now offensive. And now everyone, when they see it, they go, oh, I'm offended by that.
Yeah.
Just like the word faggot or retard or any of the other words that you're not supposed to say, people weren't really offended by that. There was a moment where we go, well, no, you can't say that word.
Yeah.
And then retroactively, everyone started becoming offended by these words.
Yeah.
The N-word's just always been offensive.
Yeah, but even there's the N-word wasn't like as bad as it was maybe
the
N-word 20 years ago.
In my entire life has always been really bad.
No, it's
like,
bad. It's bad.
You're talking
but
like
George
Mark
Carlin.
Twain.
Yeah, like Mark Twain or like George Carlin said it in a special because he was like, oh, it's about the context of the word. But,
of course. And you couldn't do that now. But look, when I was a kid, I was called a nigger by my white racist neighbors. They would throw rocks at me and they would chase me because I was browner than them.
Yeah.
I understand the context. Like, and it was never like, it's not that bad.
He was just talking about the Mark Twain shit. I just read two of his books, right? Fucking Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. I've never been so conflicted in my life because I read the original one with all the niggas in it, right? And Huckleberry Finn, they're just trying to free this dude for 15 chapters. It's like literally them calling him nigger, but like in the most beloved, like endearing, this is my homie, you know what
I
mean?
Oh, so they're saying like, oh, I get it.
They're literally calling
him. I never read it.
Oh, yeah, but literally the whole book is, this is his homie that he chooses to be with instead of white people, and he's like going against society trying to free this slave, but he's just using the N-word because he's uneducated. Because
that's just what they...
It's just what it was.
That's what he was called.
Yeah.
At the time, that's what they, you know, it was...
What's that story about that your grandmother said about you that one time?
She would...
She said, it's not his fault.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the neighbors would, like, beat me up, and my grandma was like... at Thanksgiving dinner, she was like, you know, it's not his fault that he's a nigger. And, yeah.
What, as far as why you were getting beat up?
Yeah. She was like, oh, it's not his fault that I'm brown. And that was just like the level.
Was she saying that black people can't fight, or what's she saying?
No, she's saying that I'm getting jumped. It's not my fault that I'm brown, so they shouldn't be jumping me just because I'm brown.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah.
But I think like all of these words, you know, there was a moment in time, it was, you know, a fucking decade ago or whatever it was, where they decided that it was, offensive. And now we're just sort of like dealing with people that think they need to be offended by those words. Even in clubs, I've been doing comedy for, you know, a decade and a half, more than that. Like, you just watch people shift. Like, in order to get away with saying faggot on stage now, like, you have to... Bring me on the road. It bites in a much deeper, like, harder way. Like,
even if you're gay.
Yeah, it's just the word, the sound is foreign. It's not in regular media. You don't hear it in movies anymore. You would just, it would be in a lighthearted PG-13 comedy.
Yeah,
like, the opening joke would be like, ah, look at this faggot. Like, that's just sort of like...
Judd Apatow presents.
Yes, dude. That's literally what it was. All the jokes were sort of based off of that. If you look at, I don't even remember what movie it was, but the scene where they're playing video games, like, you know how I know you're gay? Because you fucking do it. Like, that, they wouldn't write that into, like, a lighthearted comedy anymore.
Yeah.
That's like fucking hate speech now,
hate
you know?
Speech, yeah.
And you hear it now, you go back and hear those movies, and it's like deafening even now, and I do this type of comedy,
but
you hear a joke like that and it's because it just doesn't exist anymore. You go like, whoa, shit, like this is how it was back in the day. And that was like all those movies.
Apatow should give the money back.
He really should. he made more money off of hateful comedy than any of us.
You're laughing.
Watch this podcast will spark a youngster to bring him down in about 10 years.
I hope so.
And now he's trying to take it away from us, and it's all we know. We learned it from your fucking movies, you Jew.
By the way, he can keep the money if I can have the hour back where I saw him try to do stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Is he still trying?
Oh, his special stunk.
Oh, he's got a special.
Oh boy, it was bad.
Yeah. And don't watch it.
Let's do plugs real quick. Okay. Let's fucking start this show. We're firing off right now. We're just getting into the conversations. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, folks. Dave Temple, No Need for Apologies. Go support that show. What else you got plugging?
Well, No Need for Apologies will be on the road throughout April, May, and June. So a couple cities to look out for: Saratoga Springs, DC, Houston, Texas, Philadelphia. If those are cities that you're in, hey, go to NNFA Podcast, click the link in the bio. Subscribe to all the stuff that we got going on and get yourself some tickets to see us live.
Nice. Christine?
I'll be at Union Stage in Washington, D.C. on April 19th, and I'll be at City Winery in Philadelphia on May 26th. And I got some other dates on my website, microscenecomedy.com. I got Salem, Oregon, Charlotte, and something else. It's all up there, microscene.com. And check out my podcast, Out for Smokes.
Sick. Zach Amico,
if you're listening live tomorrow night, I will be at Laughing Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie with Andy Malafarina. On April the 1st, I'll be at Soul Joel's in Pottstown. On April the 4th, Stamford, Connecticut, New York Comedy Club, and 420 Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. Lou?
Lots of live stuff coming up. April 14th and 15th, Funny Bone, St. Louis. First time in St. Louis. Very excited about this. Meet me in St. Louis. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. You guys better fucking be there in St. Louis. I promise you, I'm singing the song the whole weekend. If you guys want to hear me be in St. Louis, Louis. I played Grandpa in my high school production of Meet Me in St. Louis. I was actually kicked off the production.
Why?
Because I stopped showing up for the rehearsals. I was like, I got this. And then they gave it to a kid that wasn't anywhere near as good as me. Either way, 420 show special, one night only, Las Vegas, Nevada, April 20th. I'm giving out weed. I'm smoking blunts with everyone after the show. We're partying in Vegas. It's going to get fucking wild in Vegas. So come out, bringing Chris from Brooklyn with me. And then April 21st, 22nd, West Jordan, Utah at Wise Guys. Then things are heating up in May. I'll be in Fort Worth, Houston, Lafayette, Louisiana. I'm going to many other places, Emis, Pennsylvania. I'm going to Detroit, Grand Rapids, Chicago. And the Legion of Skanks are also going on tour. We're doing a New England theater tour, Hampton Beach, Boston, and Foxwoods Casino at the middle of August. So grab all those tickets and more at lewisofskanks.com. If you guys want to grab Skankfest tickets, they're going on sale Monday, April 10th, 1 p.m. Eastern. Grab those tickets. They sold out in 2 minutes last year. I promise you they're going to sell out even faster this year. You got to be on the website at 1 p.m. Eastern. Do not wait till 1:03. You likely won't get fucking tickets. The biggest, best Skankfest we've ever done. The last year we're doing in Vegas. We're switching things up next year, so grab those tickets if you want to experience Skankfest in Las Vegas. Last but not least, subscribe to Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network, and get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Be part of the Gas Digital community right now. All right. All right. There was a dentist that was arrested for poisoning his wife, leading to her death. His mistress stayed with him while she was in the hospital.
Yeah. So this guy, his name is James Craig. He used his dentistness to have access to.
What did you say, Shannon?
His dentistness. His
dental credentials?
Yeah, that. Yeah, he used
dental
that.
Credentials is a great name for a song.
To buy toxic substances.
You can buy toxic substances with your dental credentials. That's the song that I just made up.
I like it.
It's pretty good. Hell yeah, dude. With your dentist credentials.
Please call this episode Dentistness.
God, what happened?
So he bought, I believe it was arsenic, and he was adding some of it to his wife's protein shakes that he would make for her before they went to go and work out. And it got her sick. And just like a pause for a second, years earlier, he did try to poison her before. And she found out about it, and she forgave him, and they moved on.
She forgave him.
Yes.
Great.
That's a great Patrice bit where he's just talking about black chicks. He was like, you can shoot a black woman, and she'll take you back. She'll forgive you.
They programmed her.
This is a white chick?
White women accuse you of raping them. And
it's so fucking great. You have to wait for the I didn't rape you text. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She had a really good time last night. There's it. That's it. I didn't rape her. See? I love it, dude.
This is him.
Hell yeah, dude.
And this is the woman who was murdered.
Oh, which one? On the left,
it's
right?
The same,
obviously.
The same.
Oh, okay.
So, but how
I thought
do,
that
how,
was like the wife and the mistress.
Did he get arrested for trying to poison her years before?
She's not bad. She's thick.
No, I think they have they avoided any like criminal charges. But so this time, so she's starting to feel a little shitty, and they actually do have the text exchange between the two of them a little bit. You can share this. So you can see.
The drink you gave me tastes weird. Good to know. I won't drink one. It wasn't bad necessarily. It just had kind of a faint, subtle, chalky aftertaste. Thank you for taking care of me. Of course, don't forget you still have caffeinated Crystal Light if you want it. If you want some fresh ice, I can make you some and bring it to you.
No, oh, he's good. A good husband.
But he's being so sweet to her. Like
wait, I'm sorry. Who's I got confused.
I think it's switched. Yeah, it's very weird. I think
yeah,
it's
the first one.
She's the blue, right? No, he's the... No, okay, yeah.
In the first picture, he's the blue. In the second picture,
yeah,
she is.
Okay, yeah, so I see. Because that's why I got confused. What is the 14 photo gallery? Now I want to see what's going on here. But regardless... All right. Yuck. All right, so now it's her. Switch to blue. Thank you for taking care of me, of course. Don't forget you still have caffeinated Crystal Light if you want it. Or if you want some fresh with ice, I can make it and bring it to you, too.
It's kind of a bitch way to kill your wife, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what women do. Women poison.
Right. Well, yeah.
No, this is good. I have a sandwich coming, so that will be perfect. My mouth tastes like medicine. Doc just signed off and is getting paperwork together. If she gets done soon.
If you can wrestle your wife off a cruise ship, then they shouldn't convict you.
Let's see. I keep on going.
Oh, there's him.
These are just more photos of him.
Yeah.
This is while she's in the hospital, I believe.
Let's see. Ugh. Time for bed exercises. How about let's just make sure I don't feel like committing first? Committing? Vomiting. Hot vomiting. Okay, commit to not vomiting. Oh, he's funny. I'll work on it. It's Zach Amico fucking sniping zings over here. I fell asleep. Good night, baby. I love you. What are your Q2 SATs? Not on. Blah, 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 blah. I got it.
So he's like checking up on her. He's being like very sweet. He's constantly saying like, drugged. Are you nauseous? How do you feel?
Do you need another protein shake?
This is a good one. You should read this one.
I feel drugged. Given our history, I know that must be triggering. Just for the record, I didn't drug you. I'm super worried though. You really looked pale before I left, like in your lips even.
Wow. I feel drugged. Oh, that was her accusing. Oh no.
Well, given that I've drugged you before, yeah. I can understand why you'd be suspicious.
Yeah. Oh, there's his ordering of the arsenic, I believe.
Wow. Wow.
Their family.
I mean, here's the thing.
That's like, their family?
Yep.
They have kids. They have kids.
Yeah. That guy is one hell of a dentist. Jesus.
Look at the smiles
on these motherfuckers.
Smiles on the whole family.
Jesus Christ.
These are all their kids?
Yeah.
I believe so.
I mean, that's a truly evil thing. Yes. Like, here's the thing. Like, my son's mother, like we're not together. Mm-hmm. You know, she's dating a big black guy with probably a huge cock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's really nice.
I think about killing her every day, okay? But I don't, because I couldn't take my son's mother away from
him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could, like, no matter what happens, like, dude, no, anything, like, that's his mother.
Yeah.
The devastation that he would feel, I couldn't allow my son to ever feel the pain mm-hmm. of losing his mother. Not now. Like, this is going to happen one day, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, as a little boy, as a 10-year-old fucking boy, for him to have to think about it even, that was the last episode, sorry. Yeah. we did an acting exercise on YouTube, mm-hmm. And it was just make yourself cry on camera. He was doing an audition, he wanted to cry.
This
so,
is your son.
Yeah, and okay. So they were like, think of somebody you love, and he was like, say the name out loud. He was like, Mom, and the guy was like, now, imagine she has only 5 minutes left on Earth with you, and he immediately, his eyes welled up, and I turned the video off, and I felt horrible.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't realize that we're going to use that inspiration. But like, even that moment, like I felt so like horrible that he even had that like thought and that like, I couldn't imagine fucking doing that.
Yeah.
They do. They are their kids. They have 6 kids aged 6 through 20.
That's fucking wild, dude. To do that, fuck the mom, right? So let's say she's the biggest cunt in the world, and let's say she deserves to be dead.
Right.
To do that to your fucking kids, you are poisoning your kids too.
Dude, you know what's crazy? Until you just said that, I never even thought about the kids.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally thinking as you were saying that, the only reason I've never killed my baby mom is just like, I wouldn't want to be looked at as a bitch for like, you just killed a woman. Like, why not just walk away? But I never thought about like, oh yeah, the fucking kids. Yeah, that'd be hurt.
Yeah, the kids would be fucking devastated.
Never thought about that. But just hearing you express that.
I don't feel bad for this lady. He already tried to poison her. Yeah. At what point do you go, I'm not letting you make my smoothie.
Yeah, she's a stupid bitch. I will say right now, she's retarded. Yeah.
Poison me once, but shame on you.
He tried to poison her, like he tried to kill her already?
Do you think like for the past 15 years, like every time he went to like turn around, she would switch their drinks and be like, the entire relationship is her switching their food?
It's confusing. They drink like doing champagne toast.
She blows him in snowballs. Shannon, you said that he tried to poison her, because that's why in the text he said, given our history, I know why.
That must be triggering. Yeah.
Yeah. Shannon, you said that he tried to poison her previously.
How do we know this?
The kids, more than likely.
It was in the article. I don't know how that was. Maybe, I don't know. But I can add more to this current story, though. So he
this is a great story. I love the story.
When she was in the hospital and he's like being very sweet, he's like making her food and bringing it into the hospital, checking, saying, I love you, all this. He flew in his mistress and she was staying with him at his house.
Do we have a picture of the mistress?
No, I don't. But while his wife was in the hospital, she was staying with him. Also, he made another order for more arsenic the day before she died. Because I guess she wasn't maybe going quick enough and was nervous that they were going to let her come home. So we ordered more.
No, I don't want another smoothie.
Yeah, she's in the hospital puking. Yeah. Hey, I think a smoothie would probably make you
your
feel
favorite.
Better.
Dinner
you pale protein shake?
but people who kill their wives aren't very bright. You know,
I would just.
He's a dentist. He's got to be pretty bright, right?
Yeah, but they usually fuck up. They usually just have like pussy on the brain so much that they do stupid.
Yeah, I just my own freedom. Like, forget everything else. Like, it's why I wouldn't cheat on my taxes.
Right.
Like, I'm not willing to give up like my freedom. Like that. Like that is way. Just leave her.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand. Like, what's the point of killing her? It's not insurance. He's probably got a.
She was probably tied to the business with 9 kids, or how many kids were in that? There was no way.
Could be a life insurance.
In his mind, he worked so hard to get. Yeah.
Then also, like, 6 kids, if he's got a practice where he's making a lot of money, then for him to have to give her half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't see a way out.
Yeah. And I want to know what she did. If this bitch didn't clean a tooth in her life.
Right.
And she gets half that business.
Right. Yeah. She was a podcaster.
I'll make her a smoothie.
Yeah. You know, she's obviously retired. I feel bad for the kids, obviously. I feel bad for the guy in a weird way. He had no other way, right?
Yeah.
Poor guy. Poor dude.
He also, on his office computer, they found search terms including how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human? Is arsenic detectable in autopsy?
If you check my search terms, you're going to find similar shit, by the way.
Yeah.
Could you go on a journey, and then here you are trying to figure out how to poison neighbors.
Right.
Top 5 undetectable poisons that show no signs of foul play. How to make how to make poison, and the top 10 deadliest plants that can kill.
How to delete your search history.
Yeah, right? You didn't do dark mode?
Yeah, seriously, don't you? Yeah. Go to dark mode.
Oh, Worldstar Hip Hop?
Oh, I'm not signed into my Google account, actually.
I don't think, by the way, I don't think dark mode works for like Google searches. I think that that's still built into the algorithm. If you're searching how to murder somebody, I don't think dark mode is going to help.
Every single person who kills their wife or their kid has search history like this.
Yeah.
If I was to do it, but I would do it on my kid's phone.
I think you could probably find me.
Spell some words wrong just so it looks like them.
I would do it on my wife's phone. How to poison myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, she don't know how to delete her history.
That's hilarious.
I want to die.
If I get hit by bus, will I survive?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
What to do if my husband would never kill me?
Yeah. How to frame my husband?
Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, I would be so afraid to fucking get caught.
That you would. You gotta know you're the number
if
one
you
subject,
search my computer
you're the one
right
suspect,
now.
Yeah.
If you search my computer right now,
yeah,
in my history,
yeah,
forever.
Because back in the 90s, you could be like, a black guy did it.
Like, well, no, like I would say,
wasn't that the fugitive?
You could probably, I almost goddamn guarantee I have searched how much poison to kill somebody,
really?
Or like. How to get rid of a body, things like that. You end up on a fucking, you're on the internet. You're like looking shit up. How to get rid of a body, unquestionably. I remember just being curious, like, what's the most efficient way to murder somebody? Like, and how to get caught. And it has to be like fucking, you know, with DNA today and with like fucking cameras everywhere and cell phone pinging. And it's like, You just can't do it. There's no way to get away with murdering somebody.
There's no way.
You'd have to.
It's got
to
be random.
You'd have to be a serial killer. You'd have to drive out to the desert, mm-hmm. pick up a hitchhiker, mm-hmm. hit them in the head. The longer you're with the body, I'm assuming the more likely you are to leave some sort of evidence. So now I'm going like, all right, do I just hit the head, leave the body, don't hide anything, run the fuck out of there, right? Or do I take the body into my car, try to bury it somewhere to get rid of it, but now I have their DNA in my car, my dog hair is on their fucking body now. Yeah. It's a whole to-do. Without cameras, even without cell phone pinging, even with that shit, I'm going like, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And they found that kid that killed the sorority girls fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like...
I didn't even know about the cell phone pinging thing. I found out about that from that Serial podcast with Adnan Syed, where they were like, that's how they like figured out like locations. Like his cell phone would ping that it would hit certain things, so they knew that he had to be in certain areas, mm-hmm. right? And that's just some shit. You have your cell phone on you, and it's just fucking pinging fucking different things. Yeah. There's no murdering people.
Yeah.
It just ain't happening, dog.
I'm also just not a good actor. I could never be like, my wife didn't come home.
But this new chick was so kind to fly in and help out.
Sure, are you having ice cream for dinner while you're on the phone right now? Are you having ice cream for dinner shitting with the door open?
That's also
is that pornography in the background?
Sir, why do you have stacked pizza boxes and empty beer cans everywhere now?
Eating my son's dinner. I'm eating dino chicken nuggets.
It's funny, too, to think that you think the new chick is going to be okay with that.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean? Like, right. She's just going to move in and just totally forget the fact that she murdered
another
wife.
That's what the second
wife.
Arsenic
Baby,
was for.
Guess what I did.
Yeah, right?
She kept it on a shelf.
But do you think that chick knew? You do think she knew?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a special type of person. Like, it's almost like if you're thinking about murder, because that's all it would take. Thinking about murdering your wife, and then you have some hot chick, and she's right. like,
"So what you do is you bring
do
it, up,
it.
You bring it up as a joke.
Yeah,
like, ha, ha, I should kill my wife. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah. And she's like, "Yeah, you totally should, baby.
You can totally get away with it.
Happy together.
It would just." That's any guy. It just takes one hot chick with a little bit of pushing.
Yeah,
like,
a little bit of pushing.
I could get away with it.
A hot chick who's been listening to murder podcasts. Dude,
this bitch listens to My Favorite Murder. Now I'm in jail.
No. She's listened to every murder podcast. So she knows all the mistakes.
Yeah.
So as long as we just don't make any of those mistakes.
God.
Women do love a murder podcast. My girlfriend, I walked in the other day. My girlfriend was listening to Guys We Fucked. I almost threw her phone out the window. It made me so mad. I was like, are you out of your mind? Not in my house. You fucking bitch. Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, I mean.
By the way, it doesn't seem like the girlfriend knew about it because they have emails from the girlfriend to him. And it seems that, I don't know if she knew he was married or not, but that she knew that his wife or ex-wife or whatever was in the hospital and sick. And she said, I'm so sorry. Like, I wish I could be more help to comfort you, blah, blah, blah. So I don't think she knew that he killed her.
Do you want me to send your wife flowers or something?
He was also like, look, this could be a big manipulation. He could be protecting her. He could be like, send me these things. Keep yourself out of it. Right.
Yeah, she probably had an idea when she got to the house. That was obviously lived in by a wife and six kids. Yeah.
He's talking to his kids. He's like, I got you a new mom. I don't know why you're mad at me.
I mean, the house is covered in plastic sheets and fucking bright lights everywhere. that is a wild a wild thing.
Yeah.
You know, how do you expect to get away
with it? Wait, did the lady live or she died?
No, she died.
No. She died.
Yeah. It took like 2 weeks.
2 weeks to kill her.
So he poisoned her once and then she died after 2 weeks?
No, because he would do it. He would put it in her protein shakes and then go for runs with her. Like, you know what I mean? Let it go through her system slowly. That's got to be weird, too, to just be running next to this bitch. Like, just waiting any minute now. Oof.
Given our history, I'm sure that's triggering.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did. But I didn't do it this time.
Yeah, I swear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this also, if you're going to murder
somebody. She probably pulled that shit with, like, everything. She's like, this tastes like medicine.
Yeah, right.
It was probably like the 50th thing she accused him of re-poisoning.
He was probably tired of her bringing it up so much that he was like, I can't.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to just do it.
Excuse me of poisoning.
Yeah. Fine. I
might as well. Yeah,
I might as well poison
you. It's like when you get accused of cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fine. I guess I am cheating.
Yeah. I guess I'm a poisoner.
I mean, that is, if you're going to kill somebody that you once loved, I mean, I guess that's the way to
do
it. Hey,
honey, I can't remember. What kind of smoothie do you like? Peanut butter, banana, or skull and crossbones?
Very often,
it's like a cartoon bottle of poison. XXX.
Very often, the way that people murder their spouses is they take them on cruises and they push them off the back of a boat. That's a way to go.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, right? There's no cameras on the boats. Is that what it is?
Something like that. I mean, they're not going to get them.
Why wouldn't there be cameras on the boat?
I don't know. But that you hear about that often. How often does that happen, Shannon? How often are people caught pushing their wives or husbands off of boats? Because that seems like the way to do it.
There was a
great TikTok once, or I saw it on Reels, but I'm sure it was a TikTok. And it was a chick. She like caught her boyfriend cheating. And it's so funny. These happen all the time. Like, there's like a whole series of like fake... Where it's just fake.
Yeah, and there's acting.
Yeah. But people really fall for it. There's like a dumb like sect of people in the world that like really just fucking buy it every time.
That fall for the video?
It'll be sometimes just pranks. It'll happen like South America, and it'll be a girl, and she'll have like a glass, right? Or like a plastic cup. And then a guy comes over and he like pokes a hole in the bottom of the cup, and she can obviously feel it, and all the liquid falls out of it, and she goes, "What?" And then that's the prank. That's the whole fucking prank, right?
And it's got wacky music.
Yeah, it's just stupid. It fucking drives me out of my mind. It's obviously not a real prank. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
But there was one where it was a chick. She like caught her boyfriend cheating, where it was like, and you know, it uses like the TikTok chick voice, where it's like, I caught my boyfriend cheating.
Yeah.
So I decided to take him out in a boat and leave him. And it's like literally, he gets off the boat to swim, and then she drives the boat away in the middle of the ocean. And it's like very obviously fake. But all these chicks are like, you go, girl. Oh, yeah, that'll teach him. But in the video, she's murdering
him. And with
she's leaving him to die.
With that sweet music playing in the background. Wah, 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 wah. And you're like, this is awful, ladies.
It's actually murder.
Yeah.
If this is real, she should be in prison.
Yeah.
And you put the evidence online.
Yep. And she just fucking. Yeah. There's another couple where it's like, I think it started off like it's a Spanish couple, right? And they're like both Puerto Rican. And it's like they'll be sitting there making a video together. They'll be kind of sweet. And then he'll say something. And then the girl get real mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you fucking stupid. Are you stupid? He's like, well, I'm just saying. She's like, no, blah, blah. And then the video cuts off with her like flipping out. And that's that's literally every one of their videos. And I think it started off initially with like a real thing. Like something like that happened. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then they just act that way now. But they got off, they had like millions of dollars. They went from like being in a, like a one bedroom apartment in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And now they have like a, they're influencers and they like, you're doing the same videos, but they're wearing like Balenciaga.
I hate that.
To make the same video every day.
Every day. Can you find those people, Shannon, to see who they are?
That's every big TikTok creator.
Because like they all start off, like there was a lot of rappers that got caught up in that, where they were trying to get their followers up, and then they would try to sneak the music in later.
Yeah.
But no one's sticking to the music, so now they're just stuck doing these skits.
It's bizarre. It's a bizarre thing to sort of.
You would think people would get tired of it, but I guess they don't.
I mean, how many comics do we know that essentially make the same video every week? Hi, I'm a white guy, and here's my impression of a dumb white guy.
Yeah.
This is when your dad does this.
Yeah.
This is when your uncle does this, and it's just, hey, I'm a big dumb white idiot.
Yeah. There's one for all the kids, though. Because us who's watching this shit.
Yeah, but like you'll see people like that will do. It's almost like they'll do this.
And I just watch them like these people have no artistic integrity.
But and they don't. Yes. But they don't. It's really weird. Like you'll even see people that are like good TikTok dancers, right? I'll be on Reels and I'll scroll and I'll see a person do like a dance, right? And then the next video, they'll do the exact same dance, maybe a little bit of a different location. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's like the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And it's psychotic. You're like, you're just putting it out. And if you look at it as like the
feed the beast, though.
What's happened is people aren't looking at their whole page. They're just playing the algorithm and they're doing it the right way. They also do this thing where, and I can't do it. I have a really hard time doing this. They will respond to every response.
Yeah.
Right. If you see people that are responding to every response on Instagram.
Yeah. It's more content, though.
What they're doing is
they're pumping their shit up.
Yeah.
They're pumping their shit up. Yeah. And it is soulless.
Yeah.
You'll see the like, oh, thank you so much, hearts, or fucking
not like what we do over here, talking about blackface.
No, but it's
saying
not,
slurs.
It's
not,
no. But what he's saying is the algorithm boosts shit based off of the engagement.
Right.
Yeah.
So if there's 37 comments and 17 of them are from you, just fire emoji to everyone who wrote something.
And if you're a hot chick and you respond to a dude, he's gonna then make that third response.
So it's the point I'm making though is like they'll say, "Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you." Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's fake.
Yeah,
that's not. They've copied and pasted, and they're doing that with everyone. And There's just something about that. I'm not, look, stand-up comedy in a weird way is fake, right? I when agree. I go up on stage and I do a joke and I'm acting like I'm doing it for the first time, or I do a fake piece of crowd work, right? Yeah. There's something inherently dishonest about that, right?
Sure.
And podcasting and the type of comedy that we do, that's sort of, you know, that was the answer to that, right? The answer is like, no, we have these real things that we put out, real piece of content that we put out, because we have to be fake in certain areas of this, right?
Sure.
I just feel like when you're being fake and you're manipulating an algorithm, there's something that's just, you're not even creating something enjoyable.
No.
Right? Like, at the very least, if I'm creating a piece of stand-up comedy, you know what I'm saying? At least I'm creating content. It is designed to entertain. You're just being manipulative. Mm-hmm. You're just doing an action to get people.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'd rather create something.
It doesn't
to
do
get
anything
people.
For people.
There's nothing for creation. You're not creating something to get people. You're just trying to fucking keep on getting people. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind
of
gross.
To get money. That's it. Most of the people are monetizing this shit.
Of course, yeah.
And this was just Hollywood showing the people, see how hard it is to keep putting out good content.
Even the people that are, whether you respect them or not, even the people that are successful at it, right? At social media and then blowing up, right? The Tim Dillons, the Shane Gillises, our friends that blew up, right? Andrew Schultz, guys that we knew that we started with, those guys are not manipulating the algorithms. They're creating good content, whether you like their content or not.
Sure. Yeah.
There is a market and people that like their content. Sure. And they're not, Schultz isn't going, thanks so much, bro. Thanks so much, bro. Thanks so much, bro. He just created shit that was good enough to fucking blow up. And I think that should be the goal. Mm-hmm. The goal shouldn't be like, hey, just so you guys know, we can do little tricks in order to get our shit ahead, right? It kind of stinks. And there's certain times where you have to. Like with YouTube, we delete certain words. Mm-hmm. I can't have my channel nuked. You know what I'm saying? If you want to see the real version of these shows, subscribe to Guest Edge.
Yeah, when you want attention, you just go on Tucker Carlson.
That's true. Which I got no negative feedback about that.
Yeah.
None. I thought I was going to watch.
Well, it's all blocked, though. I don't think you can leave a negative comment and it'll show up anywhere now.
No, but people would tweet at me or come at me. When they wrote that article about mine and Aaron's tour on Daily
Beast?
Whatever the right
Daily
wing
Beast.
One is.
Oh, the right. Oh, Daily Wire.
Wire or one of the daily things.
Oh, okay.
Right? I got a lot of heat.
Yeah.
And then what's his name retweeted it? The Jewish guy.
Oh, okay.
The sister with the big tits.
Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro tweeted the article about us. And I mean, the amount of people, I got a lot of hate. People being like, yeah, these guys are fucking hack pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. Fuck these guys. And then with Tucker.
Oh, they were there?
they knew. They know.
It's funny that it's, Lewis did that, but TikTok is too much for him. Like, TikTok is so bad that.
What do you mean?
It's like, you know, people are going to say that you're a hack piece of shit for doing that tour.
Yeah,
but and whether you are or not is like subjective, but the TikTok stuff is but TikTok is like sort of a bridge too far for you.
What do you mean?
It's like you're like a very good marketing guy and you'll do a lot to market yourself.
Yeah,
but the TikTok stuff is too gross. It's not something you want to be a part of, which I think is interesting.
It's not marketing yourself. There's a way to market yourself, right? So, there's a way you can put out a piece of content.
You put a gun up Jay's ass.
You can put out a piece of content, right?
Yeah.
That's good. In my opinion, the content markets itself where, you know, you put it out there. Or you can put out a piece of content that's good.
Yeah.
And you could use 35 hashtags and hope that people are searching hashtags, and you could go and figure out what the trending hashtags are. You could use trending music in your video. You're manipulating the algorithm. Mm-hmm. You are changing your content for the sake of manipulating an algorithm. And I think that that's kind of what's gross.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. Just fucking create content.
For sure.
You know, obviously we use all these platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying not to use the platforms. I just think there's a way to do it with a little bit of integrity. And the people that we respect and love, they're not out, like Dave Attell's not using trending songs on TikTok.
No.
You know what I'm just saying? Like he's just creating great shit and he's successful. And you can still do that. The point I'm making about the younger guys, because Dave Attell has been grandfathered into like having an audience at this point because he was part of the Comedy Central system and the industry for a while. But like the guys that are doing it at a high level that built audiences on their own, you know, the Nick Mullins, even, you know, he's not as big as Shane or these guys at this point. But none of those guys are fucking disrespecting
the craft of
the craft is a weird way to put it, but yeah. You know, they just fucking create, and I think that we should be creating more of a culture of that with young comedians. Just right. create really, really good shit, and everything
instead
else
of lip syncing like a yeah
yes.
Yeah.
So the it should take you 10 years to figure it out, are figuring out the shortcuts, and they're using all the they're using technology to push themselves ahead instead of getting substance and getting fucking good. It's not like I'm this great fucking.
Well, thank God bookers see through that and don't.
Exactly.
Crazy.
But yeah. Thank God the bookers have some integrity.
But that's the beauty of at least where he was talking about. If you're making quality content and learning how to do it, you'll find that market over time, and you'll get to go around.
But don't you feel like sometimes the quality content doesn't always. It doesn't always hit. Sometimes you put
it
out
don't hit when you want it to hit. That's what I'm learning, and that's just life in general. Like everything that you want is coming, but like you be like, I want it now. Versus like, motherfucker, wait, I got something for you in 20 years, and it's gonna be dope. You know what I mean? And
I've shared videos on Twitter that get retweeted, and they get up to like 200,000 views, and then on TikTok they get like nothing. It's such a crapshoot with whatever platform it seems like.
I think there's certain people that know the platforms in a deeper level, right? There's certain people that understand the algorithms and understand how to use one platform versus the other platform.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, there's a side of it that, you know, I think we probably have to get ahead of, but you just don't have to be a fucking loser and replying to everything and using 100 hashtags.
You don't have to be a fucking loser.
You have to be a loser. Yeah. Simple as that. Yeah. You just fucking create good shit. So
TikTok, though, I do feel like I'm kind of throwing shit at the wall.
That's what the whole app is. That's what most of social media.
Yeah.
Everybody's just throwing shit at the wall, trying to get a little bit of attention.
I'm not even on TikTok.
Yeah, we've been on there. It's been doing pretty good. I don't know who the fuck these people are, though, but...
I mean, should I start a TikTok? Is that what you should do? My girlfriend wants to start a couple's TikTok with me.
You should do that. That'd be fun.
I told her I would.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Shannon, you want to see the couple's TikTok we made? I'll send it to you right now.
Wait. He said it like it was in the works.
She wanted
it's already
my
done.
My boyfriend put a gun in my ass. It's Lewis's couple's TikTok.
Hold on. Shannon, I'm gonna send it to you. Should I email it to you?
Yes, can you please?
Yeah, so she sent me, she was like, oh, you should do a TikTok dance, and then she did the music for it. I think I did a great job.
Lewis's new game show, Couples TikTok.
Getting ready to have my face P33D'd on.
Four random couples.
My boyfriend likes to
put it in the dollar sign.
Here, Shannon, I sent it to you. I think I did a great job. This is a trending song, a trending TikTok.
Yeah.
Get ready for the R at symbol.
Didn't come through.
No, because I do see comics who, and I use the trends every once in a while. I'm not guilty of not doing it.
I do it like ironically. Like I'll be like, I was like, show you, then show your sport. And I'm doing a kendama. So I've done it a few times, but like I'm being funny with that. Like I'm making fun.
You're making
of
fun
the,
of the
trend.
The trend. Yeah.
You really should redo that and just show the dog's ashes.
Jesus Christ.
Good, Shannon. Left. Right. Left. Right. Two more times.
Left, right. Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't be on there.
I rule.
He said I rule.
Left, right.
You're the problem with TikTok when people get on there that have no business being on there.
He's a fucking old fat 40-year-old man jumping like an idiot. That's like,
my son's mother. Yeah. Left,
right.
Damn, Zach.
I think my boyfriend broke my cat emoji.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoCratom.com for supporting today's show, the solo exclusive sponsor of today's episode, YoCratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
Guys, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can support YoCratom.com and have a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60.
$60, it's the best deal on the internet. YoCratom.com is a website. There's no promo code needed because they already got the best prices possible. YoCratom.com. All right, where were we? Oh, shit. Shannon, what you just put mug shorties on this list. What is this?
It's just an update because somebody sent me one. I think they thought that you would like.
That's a fun Twitter account.
I love that account.
There are a few new ones, though. Hold on one second.
Let's see.
There we go. Okay, so I'm not going to show the prettiest one. Well, actually, this one's pretty pretty, but I'm not going to show you the main one first. Here's one.
Mm.
Very pretty.
Mm. Oh, hell yeah.
She can piss on me.
Here's the next one.
Okay.
Doesn't this look like the girl with the long tongue that we did earlier in the week?
Kind of.
Oh, wow.
Armed robbery at a jewelry store.
This is the one that they sent me.
They thought I'd like her?
Yep.
Ew. None of these chicks are even hot, dude. Mug Shorties is falling off.
Yeah.
Go to their regular page. I want to see. Let's see the hottest Mug Shorty recently. I mean, the one with the eyelashes is cute enough. Just, I'm not into like that look. It's just too much eyelash, too much lip.
This one's really pretty. The first one I showed.
She's pretty. She's okay. None of these girls are really doing anything for me. Middle girl's cute right there up top.
Then the orange I think is cute.
No, her. I like her. She's cute.
This girl's pretty.
It's okay, Shannon. Do you not know what pretty is?
This girl's pretty. This girl's pretty. Sex with an 11-year-old boy. That she's cute with the glasses.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You know,
that's a plain Jane.
Yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah, that's fucking.
Wait, Natalie likes this girl.
No.
I just want to know what her deal is.
What happened? Yeah.
Deal. She does look fun.
Shit, I bet she's
driving while Indian.
Smiling.
Driving under the Indian.
No, too much. Eyes are too big, Shannon.
We're going to have to bring you in for a DWI. I don't know what you're like. I have not been.
The girl on the left in the orange is hot.
What have you had to drink today, miss? Just one Slurpee.
That girl with a face tattoo?
Oh, there we go. That one's pretty right there on the bottom. Mm. Bottom middle. Obviously, the bottom middle, Shannon.
I don't know if you're trying to be funny.
Possession of a machine gun.
Possession of a firearm, cool. Silencer, possession of controlled substance with intent to distribute. This chick is a fucking dime piece. She rules. She had a machine gun. That bitch is hot, dude. She's very pretty.
And she's wanted.
Yeah. Wanted, more like needed. That's a great comment.
That girl with the face. That girl's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That girl.
What is she? Allegedly, I can't read it.
Allegedly stabbed
her boyfriend 22 times in his sleep after she found him messaging a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, no.
Then FaceTime her friend, showing the body and giggling. Exes have accused her of blackmailing them with sex tapes and saying she has a fascination with serial killers.
So this was written by a girl who hates her.
Yeah. Stabbed 13 times.
Everybody else, it would just be aggravated.
One for each year. How about the girl was alive that he was talking to?
The blonde one on the left.
She's cute.
Possession of a firearm. I think that lady in the middle, the brunette in the middle, she's the one, the lunch lady. She's the hot lunch lady.
Oh, yeah, she is the hot lunch lady. Yeah,
that is her. Okay, yeah, I can get into that.
Enticing a minor by computer and risk.
Where were these lunch ladies when I was a kid?
Huh? I know, right?
Oh, my God. I want to eat her Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, that was fine. Update on Mug Shorties. Great follow, guys. Go follow Mug Shorties. Berlin is allowing everyone to go topless at public swimming pools. That's kind of fucking cool, right?
Yeah, I saw a pair of tits in Prospect Park a few months ago, and that was nice. This girl was like changing her shirt or something.
She just didn't give a shit.
Just didn't give a shit.
Yeah, New York is like that. You're allowed to just take your tits out.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen girls doing yoga in Central Park topless.
Really?
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. There's. I used to. When I used to live in Gramercy, I would do jogs through Stuytown, which is like used to be projects back in the day. Like it was like straight up like hardcore gang member projects back in the 80s. And then they turned it into like one of like the nicest places to live in New York City. Yeah. It's like it's project buildings that are nice, right? That's really what it is. But like the entire, like there's like these lawns and grass areas in there that like just as soon as it's about to happen now in the next couple of weeks, it just turns into like all of the fucking hottest chicks in New York City. They all live in Stuytown and they all just topless sunbathe out on this fucking lawn. And I would just run through like it was heaven, dude. It was fucking great. Really, really great. But you look, you know, the whole topless thing. My son's at an age now.
Aren't you worried about that guy who keeps doing circles around that?
Yeah, dude.
No, he's special needs.
I took my son to Austin to a public like swimming spot, and it's legal to be topless.
Yeah.
So he saw a couple pair of tits.
Mm-hmm. Nice. How did he react?
He was way in.
Yeah.
Way in. Yeah. Same thing in Italy. There was a couple pair of tits on the beach in Italy. Nice. And he's just like, you know, he's at an age now where he's like, he's noticing women.
Yeah.
Tits.
Yeah.
I can't tell if my son's gay. He was wearing a yellow raincoat the other day, and he saw this blue door, and he stood in front of the blue door, and he goes, cheese, like he wanted me to take his picture.
He's definitely on the spectrum.
He's on the spectrum.
Spectrum of gay.
Yeah, dude. Fucking. Yeah.
But he's obsessed with, like, sports.
Might be for all the wrong reasons.
Is he obsessed with, like, the outfits?
Yeah.
He loves the uniforms, the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your kid's probably not gay.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah.
I think it's rare, right? Like, what percentage of people are gay?
Is it like 10%?
Is it that much? 1 out of 10?
That seems like a lot.
I think it's 10%.
Natalie, what percentage of people are gay? You know.
10%.
Yeah.
Did you just say that because Mike said
it?
Yeah. Damn it. Can you look it up?
Yeah,
I mean, think of every 10 people you know is one gay.
All of my friends are gay, so I have like a skewed perception of percentages.
Yeah, I was talking to the humans in here.
So you guys were all gay and then gravitated toward each other because you had nothing else.
Depends on which group of friends. Actually, a bunch of what I considered my straight group of friends are like something in the alphabet now.
What do you mean? Oh, so all your straight friends decided that they were something else now.
Yeah.
You spread it, Natalie.
I think by the time my son graduates high school in the next fucking 8 years, it'll be like 35% of kids and teenagers will not identify as straight.
Yeah, that's especially in cities.
I think it's going to go fucking. Yeah. I think it's too trendy. Yeah. When I was a kid, we found our cliques, right? We found, like, I found my little weirdo group
of
friends.
You try on different identities, yeah.
Yes, there's goth kids, there's jocks, there's kids who are fucking, you know, that dress nice and are into hip-hop. There's the preppy kids who fucking go, you know, shop at Abercrombie. Mm-hmm. There's the poor scrubby kids.
Right.
There's the skater kids.
Like, what do you think, what percentage of people do you think are actually goth?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, those goths.
Yeah.
Goth probably doesn't really exist that much anymore. Those goths are just fucking little trannies now. They're like, nah, I'm weird. I want to fucking be something different. Right. So instead of wearing a Marilyn Manson t-shirt and fucking, you know, getting lip piercings, they're fucking dressing like the opposite gender now.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what percentage of those kids, if it was just the 90s, would they have just picked, you know,
skater or something.
A group. They would just pick whatever the fucking group is, and they find solidarity within that group, like-minded people.
Yeah.
Because the reality is, Natalie, I don't think all of your friends are actually gay. I think a lot of them, they found an identity in that, and they didn't have that. And that, I don't know any of your friends, but I'm talking obviously the bigger picture. And would you admit that there's probably a couple pretenders
look,
in that group?
Look, as long as they can get
Hold on, the straight man is talking. What were you saying?
As long as they can get the surgery before they turn 13, I think it's fine.
Good. Yeah. What are you going to say, Natalie?
Counterpoint. Think of the goth kids from when you were a kid. Some of them are probably trans now. Like, they were, like, dudes wearing, like, girly shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe. I think trans in the sense of the body dysmorphia.
Imagine thinking
version of, hold on, but the body dysmorphia version of trans, where you look in the mirror and you see a man or you see a woman and you were born a man, right? That version of it, I think, is so rare. So rare. Where they
you're
really,
talking like legitimate trans.
Legitimate trans.
Yeah.
And I'm not discounting it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I think you're talking about, you know, out of all the trans people that exist out there and the people that are, you know, I don't even know the terms anymore, but the non-binary, cross-dressing, whatever it is, I think 90% of them are looking for an identity, right? You know, I'm literally just throwing numbers out there, obviously, you know, I think that's what's going on with young kids these days, is that they need an identity and they need something to identify. And I think, you know, as a parent, it's my job to fucking make sure I give my son as many options as possible to have an identity for himself, to be into real, tangible things. My son doesn't just sit on a fucking iPad and watch TV and watch influencers. My son's actually creating memories. He's doing sports. He's making friends in different areas. There's almost no screen time for my son.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very big part of it. They sit there and they follow these trends online, and their entire identity becomes what's trending, and that's it. And they're staring at this pad from before they can formulate a sentence. acceptance or you know, or have a real conversation with somebody, they're sort of being pushed into these identities. And then there's algorithms at play now. Now algorithms are pushing them a certain way, and you're having a little kid that's clicking on things, and now an algorithm is manipulating your kid.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. Of course they're going to end up fucked up.
You know when you buy your kid a drum set and he stops playing with it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people do that with gender reassignment surgery? They're like, "What?
I just got you those tits last month."
Probably,
yeah.
But that happens a lot too. Young kids that get gender reassignment surgery and now they go back on it. That's a whole other thing happening.
And
right
they're going to be suing their parents for allowing them to do the shit. Watch, it's going to be a fun 20 years.
It's a wild thing, and it sounds. I think you could take this conversation and go like, "Oh, these guys are being bigoted," or you know, anti. But it's not really like.
I think we also have to look at like how many people now identify as on the spectrum or like neurodivergent.
Yeah.
Like that's almost like it's a regular thing when you go on people's profile, a girl.
It's a trend. Yeah.
We'll put neurodivergent in dating shit.
These are all things that you would like. I don't want to say that you should be embarrassed of, right? Mm-hmm.
My kid's being like, "Dad, I'm trans." I'm like, "Don't you think you're autistic maybe instead?"
But being autistic or being neurodivergent or being, you know, having any of these fucking, these are things that like, I don't want to say that, like, this is going to sound harsh. You shouldn't be.
Kill him.
You shouldn't be celebrating, like, your autism. It's not something to be, like, celebrated. It's like, maybe you're. Your successes, in spite of your autism, should be celebrated.
Yeah,
right?
People celebrate being Puerto Rican. So
also a problem. Yeah. I gotta be honest with you.
Puerto Rican Day Parade is just an autism festival.
Hey, stop having the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
But people will,
except
like,
no one's aggressive enough to rape at the autism parade.
Everyone just kind of
is on those little bikes,
looking around, wishing they could.
But like we, you know. I don't know, like being in shape and being good looking and being smart and being successful and doing well in school and getting good grades and getting a good job. And those, I don't know, you should celebrate though. Those are accomplishments in life. And like, we're all sort of set on this thing. Like we set these goals that are pretty fucking universal and pretty good. Like you move the ball down the court the right way, right? And now it's sort of like, well, no, you don't have to. You're fucking retarded, and we should celebrate that.
But it must be a huge load off to feel
you
like
you know what? Someone needs to make that channel, and I think you should make it with James.
What?
You should just start exploiting your son. He's getting good grades, and that's all you're showing is just like all of his positivity for like until he's 18. Just like make him an influencer, but like in that shit.
No. I don't want to.
Yeah, and then you get the most views when he's like, actually, I'm neurodivergent and non-binary. But no, I think if you feel like you're different your whole life and then you realize that you have autism, I think that could probably be a huge load off. So
I mean, there's definitely a community aspect to it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And to be able to understand why you felt a certain way as a kid or whatever, you know?
It's not a fucking part of your bio. If I'm a comedian, I'm like, I'm autistic.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking thing. Like, what do you want me to say?
It is for some people.
But it shouldn't be. Like, that's not a marketable personality trait that like, and I feel like we've just done that with everything. Like you got one leg,
dude. Every like, look at how great movies like Forrest Gump were. We love autistic people. Like we want to see it through their eyes.
That was a movie about a retarded man. In spite of his retardation, did amazing things. You're saying what I'm saying. His accomplishments. If it was just a retarded guy sitting on a bench eating chocolates, that was the movie. It would suck.
Was the movie.
He was describing all of his fucking accomplishments. He made the fucking happy face, dude. He invented the emoji.
You're like, I can see this at the mall.
It's just like, but imagine that. Like that. There's not an interesting movie. What was interesting is this retarded guy went and fucking played football, and he went to war, and he started a multi-billion-dollar franchise, and fucking like that was.
Yeah,
like,
but he did it all while being retarded.
I know, but if you're retarded, go do amazing things. In spite of your retarded.
Yeah, but it's hard to do that while being retarded.
Yeah.
So to be like, and I'm retarded.
Yeah, but look who you're telling that to.
But out the gate, out the gate, if little Forrest was sitting there with his leg braces, right, you're not just going, you know what? You did it, kid. You're retarded.
Yeah.
No, his mom had a sucking fucking
that is weird.
In order to fucking get him into a normal school, as she should have.
Yeah.
He's a retard.
Right. Yeah.
But aren't you proud of some of the
shout
adversity
out to moms,
that you've overcome?
Because dads won't do that.
No.
Dads don't care about our kids that much.
Speak for yourself, David. But aren't you proud of some of the adversity that you've overcome?
Yeah. Isn't that a part of who you are? Don't you want to celebrate?
I shouldn't be celebrated. And fine, I will say, yes, having a retarded or having a heroin addict mother and a father was murdered when I was four years old, it is a similar detriment to being retarded. I would say that probably affected me similarly in my progression and how my life was going to turn out. To have the same in terms of impactful challenges that a retarded person has.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah.
But I should not automatically be like, oh, you know what? This kid grew up poor with some hard circumstances. Good job. You're fucking, you've made it. Yeah. No. In spite of that, I've done some cool shit, and that's what should be celebrated. Yeah. Not just simply me being born into shitty circumstances.
And you've never opened
you need
up your
to,
set
You
that
need
way.
To have people in society
but
set goals.
But it's a
goals.
Bigger
Hold
deal.
On. You need to have people set goals, and you need to have people, they need to be trying to push and achieve something, regardless of the things that are
in
But
people
in
achieve
life.
Stuff while get while having a lot of help and a lot of privilege, and you didn't have any of those.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a bigger deal. That you succeeded under the circumstances that you did.
But only succeeding, not being retarded.
Right.
That's not a big deal. Being retarded or being poor or being abused, those aren't things that should be celebrated.
Yeah, well, if you worked at GameStop, nobody would care.
Right. We're not really saying much different here. I'm saying just inherently, we shouldn't be patting people on the back for existing, right? Yeah. And this is something that I think our generation, like, you know, the participation trophy, right? That was something we heard a lot growing up. It was like, oh, everyone's given a participation trophy. That is like on steroids now. Like what we do now, it's not a participation trophy. Like people open their eyes and they go like, well, let's figure out now what is special about this person
already,
and then work backwards from there. And that's not like, then what is special about being special?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You like, I don't know. I'm pushing my kid to fucking be great.
Yeah.
To truly be fucking great. He's not inherently great. He does not out the box. He is to me, but to the world out the box, he's not great.
Yeah. Sure.
That what do you want me to say? And that's a harsh reality that I think a lot of people aren't willing to experience with their kids. But it's not like I say that to my son. No, my job is to make him great. My job is to make him well-rounded enough and likable enough and personable enough, smart enough, so he can get as far as he can in life.
Mm-hmm.
I would be doing a disservice to my son if I were not trying to shape him for greatness. And I think if we were all trying to do that for a society, we would go very far. And this was when we talk about, like, it's kind of funny because Trump said, make America great again. That's actually kind of a great phrase, right? That idea, I think that's what he was really talking about, was this idea, our culture, we wanted to fucking beat the Russians to the moon. We wanted to create technology. We wanted to create you know, a prosperous country where everyone is succeeding. That idea is fucking beautiful. And that's how you create amazing things in the world. That's why we have technology. It's why we have lights on right now. It's why we have It's the
Thomas Edison killed that elephant.
Doggy,
you know, we wouldn't be sitting here if he didn't.
Honestly, but no,
execute that.
We wouldn't. But the point is, it was Thomas Edison's personal greatness that he was trying to achieve, and a byproduct of that was us killing an elephant and inventing electricity.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I think that's a good story. But a lot of times, people start. Not everybody starts at the same spot.
I'm the guy you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm saying, like,
you're telling me who I started off probably
I'm saying
with a worse start than I mean, you're black, so I don't know. There's a chance you had a worse start. I don't know.
Maybe.
There's a good chance, but like anybody else in this place.
But I think the adversity that you experience, it means more for where you're at.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you can always
tell
that.
So why wouldn't you acknowledge it and talk about it?
Because
I talk about it.
But it's not your accomplishments.
His thing is, he's not squawking like the other people that are squawking about their setbacks.
Sure.
And that's all, everyone's leading with their setback. That's what I was trying to interject as a comedian. Yeah.
Right.
I've never heard Lewis go on stage and go, So my dad was murdered when I was a kid. Like, he's not leading with that as his identity.
I do have a joke about that.
That's your opener?
But you make it funny.
I do make it funny. Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's not for the sake of being like, oh, look, everyone, like,
right,
feel bad for this guy.
He's not doing a one-man show.
Right. Comedy shows should not be getting aws.
Yeah, it's not even about comedy necessarily. It's just sort of about the mentality in life. And if I were to... maybe if I was just in a better environment, if I was adopted and by white parents that like just were more empathetic, mm-hmm. maybe I wouldn't be as successful today because they would have been like, hey, you know what?
You'd be on Saturday Night Live.
You're
right
the great the way you are. Like that mentality, like I never felt great the way I was. I never felt as if I could fucking breathe. I never felt as if things were okay.
Yeah.
I always felt day one that I had to accomplish something more mm-hmm. than I was given.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we're really saying the same thing. Yeah. I think that you're just a fucking bleeding heart liberal.
Yeah.
And you see poor people and minorities and retarded people and you feel bad. You're like, no, they should
feel bad. Yeah.
But they should. No, that's not helping them, though. You're hurting them by feeling bad for them instead of saying, no. Step up to the fucking line. Here's the line. We all got to step up to the line.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what your background is. Okay, I don't give a fuck how poor you are. I don't care how retarded you are. I don't care how many chromosomes you have.
But there's a lot of very privileged
people. Step up to the line. It doesn't matter, though.
Right.
Yes, you're right. There's certain people that start here.
Good
for them, too. More fucking power to them.
You think?
I'm not concerned with them. I'm concerned with me and where my feet are at this line.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I fucking give a fuck about. Uh-huh. And if everyone said, hey, I need to step up to that line, and we weren't just moving the line back for some people, moving the line forward for some people.
Right.
Everyone would step up to the line.
Right. Yeah.
We would have to. You would not. Human beings are designed to thrive. They're designed to live. They're designed to hit their goals.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone would have to step up if we had a culture of that, if that was the attitude. But instead, we have a culture of like, no, guys, nobody has to step up.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone could fucking sit back and just, you know, whatever you have, don't worry about it. You know, you poor you.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about like kids who are rich.
Yeah.
Right. Then now it's mental health. Like, oh, well, now mental I have, health, you know, I have mental health issues. So they get to fucking pretend that they don't have the advantages. Everyone is pretending. None of it's fucking real.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I'm very passionate about
but it does. The interesting thing I'm learning with that, it keeps them fat for the slaughter. So that hungry people like yourself that come up from the trenches, you go like, oh, everybody's. Oh, okay. I'll just feed on all of you because you all are weak, and that you watch the transfer of power.
And I'm trying. And this is your job as a parent. My job. Your job as a parent. It's our jobs to make sure that our kids are prepared to step up to that fucking line, right? And I think that, you know, it's only doing them a disservice to prepare them for a world.
So put a blue wall at that line. You can.
All right. Let's see. Let's go with this last story. 18 female guards fired or forced to resign from a UK prison for sexual activity with inmates.
There you go.
Give me some info. Shannon.
Okay, so she's here.
Okay. So 18 female guards fired and resigned from Cushy UK prison over hookups with inmates. So within the course of about 2 years, these women were fired for banging the inmates, basically. They show pictures of three of them, if you want to see.
Yeah, then let's rank them.
Let's rank them.
Where are these guards?
Typical British lady.
Yeah. Hello. Can I suck your knob?
Would you fancy a wank?
Would you?
Must be lonely behind those balls.
Ew, me fanny is all wet.
So here's one of them.
Oh, wet me knickers.
Oh, she's wow.
What'd she do to her knickers? They're in jail. I can't believe it's all knickers here in jail.
She had sex with an armed robber in jail.
These are the guards.
These are actually pretty hot for guards. Yeah. Not for nothing, dude.
Wait, yeah.
Oh, she's sad.
They had sex with male prisoners?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's a male prison.
Nice.
And she had sex with a drug dealer.
They had sex with too? That's fucking crazy, dude.
Just to these two, yeah. A drug dealer who was in prison for causing death by dangerous driving.
She had sex with a pedophile.
Hates these women.
I have to say, why do male prisons have female guards?
It's silly.
Oh, silly. No, it's psychological. Stupid. It's psychological.
It's the
most men in prison. No, most men in prison, they're not used to listening to another man in general.
They might be less. I'm sure there's probably studies done on this.
Yeah, it's just
they're probably
like, if you eat your fruit cup, I'll suck your dick.
Well, the man is still there to reinforce. So it's like, as opposed to having a dude just barking at you all fucking day long, he's going
to
build
having
up
male energy nonstop. I think it would start to wear on you. I think having it broken up, you have like a chick. Look. The reality is, right? Everyone just wants to be fucking hugged and held by their mom.
Yeah.
That is it, right? All of us. Like what it comes down to. And every time we're sad, every time we're fucking upset about something, like really what it comes down to, we just want our mom to fucking hug us, right?
Yeah.
And these guys don't have that, right? I guarantee you these are like hardened criminals. They fucking, you know, probably the best thing for them is just a fucking chick to be pleasant and be like, hey, look, Like, what are you doing? You know, and it probably touches a different thing on in them psychologically than just
a different thing on 18 of them, apparently.
Is there any more pictures of these guards, Shannon?
Just those three.
Oh, I want to see more.
But it is like a fancy prison. It said there's no bars on the windows. The inmates are allowed television, laptops, cell phones.
It sounds like a better. There's no rent. There's college. No bills. Yeah. There's no. You're just getting fed every day, and you get to fuck. The only reason you don't want to go to jail is because you don't want to lose pussy. Ultimately, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that'll keep dudes in line. Like, dudes behave better when there's the allure of possible pussy around. There's a bunch of dudes. You know how aggressive dudes get, and they get like real gay and weird. Was it like five dudes and no chick?
No. Never, not me. Maybe you and your boys.
don't you fucking bring that fucking King of the Jerk party.
It also said that the staff being recruited for this position, there weren't face-to-face interviews. It was all done on Zoom. So they were hired remotely and then just kind of thrown into the job.
Yeah.
COVID.
Oh, this is a picture of the prison. It's really pretty.
Jesus Christ,
Shannon is such a nice. Oh my God, it's purple.
Yeah, it's NYU.
It's clean, it's neat.
It literally looks like
it does look like NYU, to be honest.
It looks like a trendy hotel.
Yeah.
Looks like the Moxie in San Diego.
It looks like where the comedy club puts you up.
Yes.
Comedy condo.
It's not the nicest hotel in town, though. But it's not bad.
Do they have a gym there too?
Yes, they have a gym, a sports hall, and there was something else. Oh, an outdoor space for the inmates.
That's awesome.
It's probably just one pie.
Also, do you think that maybe having the opportunity to have sex with women makes them less aggressive?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like maybe this isn't a term. Maybe they throw in some sex workers into the prison and it will make there be less violence.
That's not bad. But I mean, at one point are you being punished? Yeah. At what point is this you're just living in a cushy, nice place with pussy and food and cell phones and... I mean,
but even if you had pushy rations, they'd be fighting over that. Just
if
like
you can just pick up your cell phone and call somebody, and when does it stop being jail?
You just read the Quran all day and fuck women. That sounds great. I'm
getting my degree. It rules. All right, we're done. We're wrapping it up. Thank you guys for coming in. We'll
Thanks
be back.
For having me.
What is this? Friday show?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're back on Monday. Next week, the crew's in Jamaica, but we did pre-tape a bunch of shows, so we will not be missing any shows next week. Zach, you have the whole week off.
Yep.
That's good.
How do you feel?
I missed you guys.
I had to get my dental surgery.
Oh, well,
so
good timing.
I won't be able to talk for 4 days.
Good timing for all of it. Guys, thanks for watching. We'll check you next week. Peace. Okay.
That's all, folks.